right, 10:03 KMSD. It is the Saturday, February 7th, Coach's Corner. And we start pretty much how we start each and every week. Head coach of the Milbank girls basketball team, Coach Tony Howard on line one. I believe he's at practice, correct? Is that where you're at, Coach?
We just get on the bus, so we're sitting on the bus heading to Madison.
There we go. On the bus headed to Madison for the DAC-12 NEC clash coming up later on. But first, let's kind of recap what's been just a really, really difficult week for your basketball team. The injury bug has kind of jumped up and bit you in a bad way. It's sad to see, but it's kind of part of sports. It's the no fun part of sports, I think.
Yeah, it's, you know, we have a pretty close group. These girls really get along well. I think you can tell that when they play. They have fun together. So, you know, when you have, I've coached as an assistant coach or a head coach for, I think, 22 or 3 years. I've never been through a week like this. To lose two, you know, starters, back to back, it was just, you know, it was a tough week is an understatement. It was an emotional week, a lot of tears, but I feel like we got a little bit of our juice back today. There's more smiling, there's more laughing, you know, they're a little bit rowdy on the back of the bus now. So, but yeah, it was a tough week. Addison Pauly went down Thursday night. I'll start with her just because I think we have a little bit more optimism around her injury. She has an MRI scheduled for next week. You know, it could be a wide variety of things, but I think we're optimistic, so I'll know more next week when we talk on her. It could be something where, you know, maybe we can get her back here towards regions, or it might be something where she's, you know, got a little bit of a recovery time. But it just stinks because, you know, Addison's come so far this year. She's been a big part of our success. She was starting to go to the rim. I mean, she's always been able to shoot from the outside, which, you know, against Redfield, she was our high point leader and hit five threes that game. She's hit some big outside shots all year for us, but she was starting to go to the rim as of lately. She's starting to get some assists. Her passing had really kind of picked up, and then she had just improved so much this year on defense. She's kind of in a tough spot where she plays in our zone. She's always undersized, but man, she would fight. She got rebounds, and we're hoping we can get her back. Like I said, there's some optimism there, but we'll wait and see it till after the MRI. The other one in the Hamlin game, Avery went down, and that's a more significant knee injury. She's going to be out for, you know, some time here. You know, she'll have a surgery very soon, and just, yeah, that's just tough. It's Avery's, you know, it's bigger than basketball, right? They're, mm-hmm. they're great kids, and, you know, she's captain on this team. She's a great teammate. She keeps everybody calm. Her demeanor, she just never gets rattled. I could go on and on and on about her, and I'd like to say a lot of things, but I also don't want to. I want to be able to make it through this part of our talk here.
Yeah.
So, I can't say enough about her. She's just, man, she's a good kid. It's all these girls I feel so lucky to coach, but. You know, and Avery's a big part of that. It's kids like that why you want to coach, and it's not the basketball side. It's the just a great kid, so coachable, always a positive attitude. So, yeah, tough week is an understatement, but I know Avery. She'll be back stronger than ever. Her demeanor through this is, to me, just unbelievable for a sophomore girl. You know, when she kind of told the team Wednesday night, or we told the team Wednesday night what, you know, kind of what the outlook was, you know, everybody kind of left and her and I were talking and she's like, you know, no more tears, right? Like, we got to laugh, we got to smile, and that's just kind of how she's approached it, and really, really proud of her and all these girls, because for all of them, a tough week, and at the same time, it was, you know, we hung in there with, you know, one of the best teams of the in the state, the top 2-3 team in the state on Tuesday night, and they fought through that injury, and I'm sure we'll talk about that in a minute, but that's kind of an update on our two injuries, and think the world of both them kids, and just got to, you know, it'll be a little, it's not going to quite be the same till we get them back, just because we miss having them on the court, but now we have other girls ready to step up, and like I said, they're just, we seem to have a lot more pop in our step this morning. So,
week started off good. A week ago, Saturday, you got a big win against over really what was one of the better B teams in the state.
Yeah. Boy, that seems like a long time ago. I started talking about Hamlin. It was, you know, and when I made a bunch of calls down south to coaches, I know everybody's like, oh, yeah, this team's, you know, this team's pretty good. They're legit. They're one of the top B schools. And, you know, it's kind of what we've done all year, or most of the year, most games, is we just came out and had an outstanding first quarter. Like, you know, we just kind of did what we wanted. I know, with everything that's gone on this week, I don't necessarily remember the score, but I want to say it was like 22-8 or 22-6. And they hit kind of a couple tough shots to get their 6 or 8 points. I didn't feel like we really gave them anything. And offensively, we were just in the first quarter. I mean, I'd say to some extent kind of doing what we wanted to do, or whatever we wanted to do. We got some post touches. I think Avery, Susie, and Addison all hit some threes in the first quarter. Avery and Susie were getting to the rim. Belle and Anna were getting every rebound. I think Bree came in and hit a shot, a three in the early second. So, yeah, that was a great night. They had a really good post player and a really good guard. Their one guard was averaging, I think I read, 16 or 17 points a game, and she had 6 against us. So I was really proud of the girls. It was such an exciting win for us. We had a lot of momentum going into Hamlin, and yeah, it was a big win. That was a big win for us Saturday.
Then we fast forward to Hamlin, and you dropped a 39-36 decision. I thought defensively you really made them uncomfortable. Just sitting and watching the game on our YouTube channel, they just really looked uncomfortable on offense the whole game. Their passing wasn't very good. They didn't spring. They just looked like you made them look uncomfortable through the whole game.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, and credit the girls to that. Hamlin is just really good. You know, they've been rated 1, 2, 3, I think, all year. They just come off a big win against Lennox, who, again, Lennox is a top 3 team in the state. So, you know, we kind of had to decide as a team what we wanted to do against them. And a little bit of a risk, but what we had seen was, well, we're going to have to spread out on their shooters, because that's kind of what Hamlin does, is they just pop threes. And then we were going to let Anna kind of have to be in the lane by herself. We just decided we weren't going to help her. And the girls did an excellent job of what we wanted to do for a game plan. I would agree. I think we flustered Hamlin as much as probably you can, because they're so good. And when you got that senior, an all-state senior guard who's tough as nails, it's hard to slow them down. But I felt like we did everything we could. Again, with all the different things of the week, I'm having a hard time remembering everything, but I think we were up, 12-7 or 12-8 at the end of the first. It felt like we had a lot of momentum. And I think we were hanging around in that 5-6 point lead range, and Avery went to the rim, got fouled, and obviously that's when the injury happened. But when Avery had to leave the game. We were up 5 or 6 shooting 2 free throws. You know, in that moment, you know, seeing it again, it's not just we've seen a teammate go down, but this group of girls is very close. It's like, oh boy, how, you know, you're walking back to, you know, me, myself, it's hard with the emotions, and you're walking back to that huddle like, okay, you know, we're playing the best, one of the best teams in the state. We got to regroup here, and holy smokes, how proud I am of our girls. They did. I believe we were down 1 at half, which is just amazing because Anna had to sit out because of foul trouble. So Bailey Hendricks, who is a freshman who really has zero varsity playing time, gets thrown to the wolves against one of the best teams in the state, and she did an awesome job. And Bree picked up her rebounding, and Susie and Bell and Addison did great. So anyway, down 1 at half. Of course, everybody gets to see Avery in the locker room, so some emotions with that. And again, you're thinking, okay, how can these young kids come out and battle through that? And they did. I believe we were up 1 at the end of the third quarter. And then somewhere, I think we were even up 1 somewhere around 2-3 minutes left. We just had a couple of bad breaks. We had 2 series in a row where we had multiple good shots. They just, gal dang, they just wouldn't go in for us. And then we had a couple, you know, a couple turnovers we'd like to have back, but ended up losing that one by 3. But I think for everything we went through that game, I just don't know how you could be more proud of this group for how we played that game. And, you know, again, I think I've told you in the past, the things we ask them is to play as a team, have fun, be good teammates, leave everything on the court, and let's give ourselves a chance to win in the fourth quarter. And, I mean, we checked all them boxes. So I've said it a lot, but I can't say it enough. Just, man, I was so proud of the girls.
Then you took on Aberdeen Roncalli, and the, I think, injuries finally caught up to you. Roncalli is a very, very good team, and they kind of jumped on you right away and really never a question in that one.
Yeah, I think, again, I don't know if you can really understand till you're with this group and see how they get along, not to make too much of it, but it's a big emotional toll to see your friends go down.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when everything, you know, just everything seems to be going in the right direction, and then to take 2 big injuries like that is really hard. I thought we had some girls come in, you know, Violet Johnson and Bailey Hendricks. Again, like I said, they have zero varsity experience, and you're getting thrown in against some of the best teams in the state. Roncalli's a top 10 team in the state. Yeah, we kind of had to take some, you know, if you're talking like a fight, we took some pretty heavy punches there in the first quarter, but I was really pretty proud of us because at halftime it kind of seemed doom and gloom a little bit, but the girls came out, and Bree and Addison and Susie and Belle and Anna led the way, and we kind of fought back in the third quarter there, right? Like I think it was maybe down 16 or something, and we fought it back to, I think it stayed at 10, either 9 or 10, but I think 10. But anyway, we had a little rhythm going, we had a little mojo going, then obviously Addison goes down, and again, it's not just are you losing one of your key players and all that. It's the friend side of it, the emotional side of it. And, yeah, it kind of took the air out of us. I don't think the girls gave up. They played hard till the end whistle. And, again, as their coach, that's all I can ask of them. And we fought through it. And now we got some adjustments. You know, you lose two players. It's kind of like, okay, we kind of got to refind our identity a little bit here and we got a couple weeks to do that before regions. And the thing I love about these girls are they're fighters, and I really, really know we're going to be up to the challenge there. There's going to be, you know, a little bit of ups and downs here as we find, again, the word identity, as we find our new identity here with, you know, some new people coming in. And the other thing is the people we're bringing in haven't played any varsity basketball. It's just like when we started this year, we only had, like, really Belle and Avery a little bit and Anna a little bit, but we really didn't have any varsity experience to start the year. Well, now we're kind of, we're bringing in some people that got to do that right now. But, like I said, this group of girls are great. They're going to fight. I think everybody will be proud of them, and we'll see here as we go. But I'm very optimistic. Like I told you earlier, it just seems like we got a little spark back for the first time. It felt that way after school yesterday, and geez, weird day at school on top of it. We got a little of our spark back, I felt, and this morning at our walkthrough shoot around, I just felt really good about things. It just feels like, you know, we're laughing again, and that's going to go a long ways to helping us here.
I believe I counted still 6 games left in about 12 days. So this
that's the other thing we have to. Can you give our AD a little guff for me? I mean, yeah, we got every other day a game. I sat by him at the Roncalli game last night, and his mom and I were picking on him. I'm like, geez, we got this young team, but yeah, it's the way it goes. You know, there's always parts of your schedule where it's the way it has to be. But yeah, we go today, so we go Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Tuesday, I believe.
Yeah.
So that kind of, you know, I don't know for us if that's good or bad. Maybe it's, you know, you'd like to have a couple practices in there. But maybe for our young group, maybe it's good. You know, maybe we can't overthink this. We'll try to put in a game plan, and the girls can just go out there and play. So, you know, maybe it actually is a benefit to us. So,
well, Coach, best of luck today against Tri-Valley. It's one of 2 times that you get to play Tri-Valley. You're going to turn around and play them again, what, next Saturday in a double? So you're going to get a lot of Tri-Valley here in the next week.
Yeah, they run a 1-3-1, which I don't know. I think you probably see that a little bit more in boys than girls, but maybe. In girls, you don't see a lot of a 1-3-1 zone. So, you know, we're going to have to, you know, kind of find our way through that here early in the game. And, yeah, it's just a little different type of zone defense, and we've talked about it. And, yeah, we're going to go out there and fight and play hard and see what happens. But they're a good team. I think they're something like 10-2, 10-3, something like that. So, yeah, very good team, and it's going to be a big challenge. And, you know, it's going to be an exciting day. Like I said, we're going to go play hard, and we're going to leave it all out on the court tonight.
We'll have the game for you a little bit after 1 o'clock. Of course, the DAC 12 NEC Clash, the girls' edition, coming up later this afternoon here on KMSD. I look forward to covering you all week long, Coach. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. We appreciate it. Send our best wishes to the young ladies and hope for a speedy recovery from all of us here at the radio station.
Yeah, I will, and like I said, just to stay again, I'm so lucky to coach this group of girls, and yep, everybody will get through it, and it's going to be fun here to see people step up here at the end. So talk to you later. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Coach. Have a good week, and we'll talk next Saturday. Let's talk a little boys basketball. Had a chance to record Coach Didi on Thursday afternoon. He was going somewhere today, so we didn't get a chance to break down last night's game. If you missed it, Roncalli beat Milbank 58-48. So we'll talk with him. Interview that I conducted on Thursday. Next. Classic Hits, 95.1 KMSD. Time to talk a little boys basketball. Coach Logan Didi is on line one. Coach, good to have you on the program as always.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Couple of games to break down. Now, you're hitting the road, so we won't be, this is actually being recorded on Thursday, so we won't actually talk about the game that happened last night. We'll save that for next Saturday, but let's talk about this past Saturday, and let's talk about this past Tuesday. First and foremost, the DAC-12 NEC clash, playing a good Tri-Valley team, got behind early, didn't quite have enough to come back, but you sure gave it a great effort there in the second half.
Yeah, we did, and similar to the dual game, we just had a poor start offensively. We're getting ourselves open looks in those games, and even Tri-Valley, we just really shot poor percentages in that first half. And the guys know that, and they're accountable to that. But I think we only scored, gosh, just 10 or 15 points by halftime. So got ourselves in a significant hole at half against Tri-Valley. Got down a little bit bigger in the third quarter. I think we got down 23, and then obviously came storming back and got it to 7 or 8 at one point. I think we ended up losing by 8 or 9. But you just can't get yourself in a hole that big. Tri-Valley's got a really good guard that I talked about last week. He would start for a lot of really good teams, and he was around 30 points, so had our hands full there. And then when we weren't putting the ball in the hole, it just kind of makes that bad formula. So we just didn't fully get out of it.
So how do you take, and maybe this is the million-dollar question, but how do you take that third quarter and the second half and try to put the whole game together? Because you really outplayed them for a big stretch of that second half. You were really the better team there in the second half.
Yeah, and this is no disrespect to Tri-Valley. We play them again here in a week, and if we don't play better, it could be the same result, no question. But we do feel like we have the better team. That day we weren't, though, in that first half, the first 2.5 quarters. So they made things hard with, you know, the jury is out on us right now as far as where our shooting percentages are. So they play a zone. They play zone every single game, and that's known with Tri-Valley. They're very active in their zone. They don't have size, real size, but they move around well. And against us, they really, after that start in the first and second quarter, they really packed in the zone and forced us to, if we were going to come back, they forced us to shoot outside shots. So that's kind of where our heads at for every game going forward. We know that if teams are watching film and if they're good at making game plans, they're going to force us to try to shoot from the outside and or create attacks off of skips and good ball movements. So how do we do that for four quarters? I think we did that against Hamlin. Hamlin just was a lot to handle for the full duration of the game, but we talk about playing hard and intensity are two different things. These boys always play hard. I love that about them. But we were not super intense out of the gates against Tri-Valley. So that's where we got to be with every game moving forward. Play hard with a high level of intensity, and we can avoid those poor starts.
Then we fast forward to Tuesday against Hamlin. You dropped that decision as well. And Hamlin's just a lot to try to have to guard and cover. They're just, they're just really a good basketball team, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, for perspective, they graduated, three really good players off of last team and four off of the last, if you go back 2 years, they've got guys playing college basketball right now that were on those teams and on their roster right now, their best player, Jackson Wadsworth, he's committed to go play Division II basketball at Northern. There's not a lot of South Dakota kids going to play Division II or higher basketball. So that's a big time player. They've got another college basketball player on their team if he wants to play. And Bowden Stevens beat shooters everywhere. So you talk about Hamlin as a team, you got to get everyone guarded. And the reality is with our game plan and the boys, lock into our scouting reports, we take away most, if not all, of Hamlin's actions. But the reality is at the end of the action, when you take their looks away in their set plays, they've got college basketball players that can just go beat you one-on-one. So that's a lot to handle for 32 minutes. And we had a poor finish to the half. We had it to a 7-point game most of the half. I think we were down 8 or 9 with 40 seconds left. And then we had a poor possession that they scored. Then we had a poor possession. Then they hit a buzzer beater 3. So just like that, we're down 14 going into half. But I'll tell you what, our boys, and I told the boys after the game, obviously the scoreboard's never our friend, good, bad, or otherwise. But I know we're going to be all right if they show up in our Roncalli game and all of our games left with the intensity that they showed up with Hamlin. So that was good to see. We need to see that in our remaining games because we're going to definitely want to have our goal on winning out or at least the vast majority of our games for region seeding.
I happened to stream that game on our YouTube channel. What is it? maybe you haven't noticed this as coach, but just watching your games, it seems like every team hits a end of the half buzzer beater against you. It just seems like every team knocks down to three at the buzzer for some reason. Is it just me, or have you noticed that?
I haven't gone back. In fact, checked it how far it goes. But in my opinion, it feels like since I've been in coaching, other teams just bang buzzer beaters. And you know, it's probably not as drastic as it truly is. But you know, they just stick longer in your memory. And we got a couple over the years. One that comes to mind with Jack Howard hitting that full court shot against Wall Bay Summit last year. So to win the game. So that was cool to be on that side of it. But yeah, the end of quarter points, end of half points, end of game points are huge. And when they come on a leak out pitch ahead pass to a buzzer beater three, they just kind of kick you in the gut a little bit. So hopefully we can minimize those moving forward. No question.
Not wanting to see Groton in the regions, obviously, correct, is a goal. So with that said, coming up on Tuesday, it is a doubleheader at Sisseton, and they are directly ahead of you as we're talking. Again, we're recording this on Thursday, so it might change a little bit on Saturday when folks are listening to this. But that might be a really good opportunity for you to beat them, jump them, and maybe get the three seed and avoid Groton altogether.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is it's going to be tough because every one of our games, the region's gotten better. So if you don't make shots, every one of our games could go the other way. If we make shots and we're efficient offensively, we're going to have a really good chance in every one of our games. But, you know, the Tuesday game with Sisseton is huge, but so is Roncalli, just simply because all of our games left have big meaning for region positioning. We want to be getting numbers in the 40s, not in the 30s, as we try to either edge Sisseton and or Britton. Because by all accounts, not to rule anyone out, because you know that every team always has a chance, but Britton likely has at least three more losses left with playing Groton, Clark, and Hamlin left. And if we can beat Sisseton in the process and Roncalli Webster, I mean, there's an outside chance we could get back up to the two seed and host. So that's probably only going to come if we win all of our games or all but one. So every game for us is a huge opportunity. We need to try to be on the winning end of it if we're going to give ourselves the most favorable path come region time.
Coach, appreciate it as always. Best of luck the rest of the way. We look forward to breaking it all down next week for the Saturday, February 14th edition of Coach's Corner. We appreciate it as always. Have a great week. We'll chat next Saturday.
Sounds great. Thanks for the support. Go Dogs.
All right, we continue along Coach's Corner. Joining us live on line one, going to talk a little gymnastics. Coach Kelly Walschlager on the program. Coach, thanks for jumping on as always on a Saturday.
Yes, thanks for having me.
All right, we got a couple of meets to break down. First and foremost, before we get to the region, I believe you were in Duel to wrap up the season. Was it last Saturday? All the days kind of run together, but I think it was last Saturday, wasn't it?
Yep, last Saturday, the 31st, we were in Duel.
Okay, do you have results for that one?
I do, yes. I have scores. So on vault, Mason had a 9.0, Raina an 8.7, Aria an 8.5, Jadalee an 8.5 also, and Nuria an 8.2. On the bars, Mason a 7.7, Aria 7.4, Jadalee a 7.35, and Nuria 7.55, and Timbria 7.4. On the beam, Mason had a 7.8, Raina an 8.2, Aria 7.75, Marley an 8.35, Nuria an 8.4. On the floor, Mason scored an 9.1, Raina an 8.6, Aria an 8.2, Jadalee an 8.45, and Nuria an 8.1. In the all around, Mason had a 33.6, Aria 31.85, and Nuria 32.25, and the team scored a total of a 131.85.
Okay, so that was the meet against Duel. Now we fast forward to the regions on Thursday, and I believe six schools competed for the region championship. Let's get into some results there if we can.
Yes. Melbourne finished sixth in our region with a 130.65. And then for scores, Mason on the vault had an 8.7. On the bars, a 6.475. beam 8.575, floor 9.25 with an all-around of a 33. Reina on the vault in 8.575, bars a 6.725, beam 8.725, floor 8.875 with an all-around of a 32.9. Aria had an 8.55 on the vault, 7.275 on bars, 7.45 on beam, 8.425 on floor, and a 31.25 for an all-around. Marley competed beam with a 7.45 and floor with an 8.35. Nuria had an 8.225 on vault. Bars a 7.1, beam a 7.925, floor an 8.3 with an all-around of a 31.55. Timbri competed bars for us with a 7.25. And Tenley competed vault with an 8.025.
So finished sixth out of six teams. I believe Esteline Hendricks, if I can remember from doing sports on Friday, was the region champions. How many teams went on to go to state tournament, and do you know if you qualified?
Yes, we know team-wise. So eight teams go on to state. The top one from each region goes, and then it's just wild cards from there based off scores. And so Esteline Hendricks is in first place, then Parks Neath and Hanson from Region 2, and then Madison, Sewell, Britton, Sisseton, Chamberlain, and then us coming in eighth place, first state.
So there you go. So congratulations.
Thank you, yes. Yeah. And then we don't know any individual qualifiers yet other than our pre-qualifiers, which is Mason on vault, beam, and floor. And then Raina is on vault, beam, and floor also. The rest we won't know until later today.
Okay. So how do you get ready for the state tournament coming up? I would imagine that you have a week of practice. What is it, next weekend?
Yeah, yep. We'll actually go down Thursday and practice in the gym in Mitchell. And then Friday is team day and Saturday is individual day.
So take us through what you're going to be working on in practice for the team and maybe just the individuals who did qualify for the state. What are they going to be working on as well?
Team-wise, we're just going to do what we do and clean things up these last 2 days here at home and then get used to their equipment on Thursday up there. Individual-wise, kind of the same thing, just let them do what they do. There's kind of no fixing time right now, just they got it.
Yeah, right. I was going to say, it's the end of the season. If you haven't picked it up by now, you're never going to, right?
Right,
yeah. Well, Coach, congratulations on making the state tournament. Congratulations to the young ladies who put in a lot of work. I know that the season is kind of a grind. It seems like you're away each and every Saturday. So congratulations. I would imagine the young ladies are very excited to be going to the state tournament.
Yes, they are. Yep.
Well, best of luck next weekend. So we'll wrap things up, I guess, in 2 weeks then on the 21st for Coach's Corner, and we'll recap the state tournament. In the meantime, best of luck to you, and again, congratulations to you and the coaching staff and the young ladies for making the tournament. And we'll wrap up the season in 2 weeks, Coach.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
10:40, we talk a little wrestling when we come back. 10:42 on a Saturday, we continue with Coach's Corner. Coach Winter on the program to talk a little wrestling. I think this is like 2 weeks in a row that we've actually, or two out of 3 weeks. I don't know, like I said earlier, all the days kind of run together in the winter. But another rare Saturday that you're able to join us live. I don't ever remember all these Saturdays. That's pretty good for you, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's nice to have a couple off weekends here coming up towards the end of the season. So this is one of the very few weekends that we have open coming up here. So it's fun to have an off weekend and do some different things with the coaches. They get to do stuff with their families as well as us. So it's fun to do that here towards later in the season, get a day to go out ice fishing and do some stuff outside.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about. Right. So let's wrap up the week that was for your team. Where are we gonna start? Last weekend?
Yep. Last Saturday we wrestled in Brookings. We had some sick kids with that flu bug going around. So we only ended up bringing, I think it was 7 kids to Brookings. We had 2 placers out of it, so it wasn't our best tournament, but with all the sickness going around, we'll take it. And you know, we had some good matches. Hunter Reedy ended up with 6th place. He beat a couple ranked kids there, and then got to the semis and then lost his next 2. So that was a little disappointing, but he was fighting some sickness all week as well. And then Boston Novi ended up with 3rd. He lost to the number 2 ranked kid in the semifinals there. That was a good match. Ended up losing 16-8, but we were right there going into the last minute of the 3rd period. So we've had a lot of steady improvement, and it's been fun to see that those older kids are wrestling really well here towards the end of the season. And now it's time to keep working and get ready for regions here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. That, you know, what's that, 2 weeks from today, as folks are listening to this on the 21st, right?
Yep, correct. Yep. And then girls regions, I believe, is the 19th there, that Thursday that week.
Okay. So anything else that you had? I know you had girls. Was it yesterday?
Yep.
You had girls meet?
Yep. There was a tournament yesterday down in Yankton for the girls. The girls also wrestled on Saturday in Brookings. Kira Tostin ended up with 2nd, so that was good to see. And then Mackenzie Mueller ended up with, I believe it was 3rd or 4th there. So that was, it's good to see them have some success too. And then I haven't looked at the results from yesterday yet, but I know that was a really big tournament they went to down in Yankton yesterday. So hopefully they did well. And I know Coach Conrad and Coach Fenley had them ready to go down there. So there was only 3 of them that went to that one. So I think they wrestled pretty well, but there was 40 teams in that tournament. So that was a big tournament for the girls to go to on a Friday afternoon. So that was, hopefully they did good. And I'm sure Coach Conrad will give me all the stats and stuff when we talk on Monday there.
Wow. 40 teams. That's kind of like a mini state tournament. That's something right there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very big tournament. We got into it this year, so hopefully we can keep going to it, and we're going to look at their boys tournament getting us another meet here closer towards the end of the year. 2 weeks is, it's good for our health, but it's also to not wrestle a live match for 2 weeks is kind of where we struggle. And then, you know, we have, hopefully in the future we get into the state dual tournament. That would be, I believe, next week. So that would be good for us in the future, but for now we gotta find one other tournament, I think, to get into here towards the end of the year, so we don't go 2 weeks without seeing some competition before regions there. So we're gonna try and look into Yankton holds their boys one on Saturday, so we're gonna look at that one and see if possibly we could get into that one for upcoming years here.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you, you had a triangular Thursday, right?
Correct. Yep. We wrestled, Del Rapids. That's our north-south duel. We had some issues with, Lennox. They're supposed to be in it, but they ended up backing out this year. And then, we had another team picked up, but they had too many weigh-ins. So it didn't look like it was going to work out. And then we just decided to do a triangular with us, Webster, and Del Rapids. So we wrestled Del Rapids first. Basically, the big match in that duel was Lawson Novi, who's ranked number 5, wrestled the Del Rapids kid, who's ranked number 6. So that was fun to see. Lawson ended up winning that one by 1. He's been fighting some sickness this week, too, so it wasn't his best match, but a win is a win in our book, and we'll take it. So it was good to see. We ended up losing that duel 28-27. So we were right there. We gave up a few more points than what we wanted to, so just couldn't battle back there at the end and get the win against them. And then we dueled Webster, and they had some sickness. And then, you know, with us only having 7 kids wrestling there, it was a closer duel, and we ended up winning that one, but we just didn't match up well with where they had opens, we had kids to wrestle, and then where where we had opens, they had kids to wrestle. So they were two of the fastest duels I've been a part of. I think we were done wrestling both duels in about 45 minutes. The whole thing lasted about 45 wow. minutes. So it was a quick one for a Thursday night, which we'll take it, but.
So I was going to say, what do you do for, now till the 21st for Regents? Cause it looks like you're off, or unless I misunderstood and you're able to get into that, tournament next Saturday.
Nope. We don't have anything going for the boys. I believe the girls have maybe one more tournament. I think they go to Baltic next weekend. So that'll be good for the girls. But as far as the boys go, we'll try and simulate matches in practice as best we can once we get healthy here, hopefully next week. Kind of up-pace practices and just being physical and aggressive and getting after it and making sure we're still in prime shape for those big matches that we have coming up here in 2 weeks on Saturday. So it's just being physical, staying active. We're going to continue with our morning lifts and doing all that stuff and keep getting stronger and better. And, you know, we just gotta be ready to wrestle when it comes that time in 2 weeks. And I know the boys will be itching to wrestle somebody else than all of their practice partners in the room.
So I guess we'll talk. Well, I guess we'll have to record something after the regions coming up, during the week before the state tournament. So I guess we'll talk to you in 3 weeks on the 28th. Just because you got nothing coming up.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah. Best of luck. And we will have, Mr. Ron Krause on the call of the regions in 2 weeks here on KMSD on the 21st. In the meantime, Coach, appreciate you jumping on. Enjoy the time off. It's rare that you get this. You should take this schedule and go to the athletic director, go to Mr. Schooler and go, this is exactly what I want each and every year. You did a great job.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yep. It is. It's nice to have a break here at the end. So
absolutely. It's the wrestling season is a grind. Best of luck, Coach. Looking forward to talking with you again down the road. And again, we'll cover the regions on the 21st in the state tournament. In the meantime, rest up, get healthy, and best of luck, Coach.
Sounds good. Thank you very much, and thanks for having me on.